Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang, coming to you today from London, England, where I'm attending a great conference called Empowered 21. The vision of Empowered 21 is that every person on earth would have an authentic encounter with Jesus Christ through the power and presence of the Holy Spirit by Pentecost 2033, which of course would be the 2000th anniversary of the day of Pentecost and the beginning of the church. After this word from our sponsor, I'm going to share with you some of the exciting things that are happening at this conference and also about the vision and purposes of this great organization.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome back. I have the privilege of being on the Global Council of Empowered 21. It's a group that grew out of the Azusa Street Centennial in 2006, where about 20,000 people from all over the world, from groups and denominations that have sprung up from the Pentecostal revival that happened on Azusa Street in 1906 to 1909. You know, they say that there's more than 660 million people around the world who've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. It's a very splintered group, many different denominations, many different cultures. The thing they have in common is a belief that the power of the Holy Spirit through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, signs and wonders, miracles, gifts of the Spirit are for today. There was a feeling that there should be some leadership worldwide that would perhaps help get this message out to a new generation that sometimes turned off by terms like Pentecostal or charismatic or full gospel or whatever people have used in the past. And they decided to use the word empowered with the idea that we are empowered by the Spirit of God. They also came up with this great vision that every person on earth would have an authentic encounter with Jesus Christ through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit by Pentecost 2033. In the natural, that's impossible. But I'm inspired by a vision so big because we have a great God. Their mission is to help shape the future of the global spirit-empowered movement through the world by focusing on critical issues facing the movement and connecting generations for intergenerational blessing and impartation. And I saw that right here in London, as before the meeting started, they had some pre-meetings with what they called the next generation leaders, where they had scholars get together and discuss issues. This year, they discuss the issue of grace, or as some call it, hyper grace. And we'll be reporting on these things in other venues, either in writing or on our podcast and so forth. One of the purposes is to unite the global spirit-filled movement together intergenerationally for the purpose of seeking a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the 21st century. Also to focus the energy and resources of the Spirit-empowered global church on the harvest and challenges before us, to provide a platform for addressing the crucial issues facing the 21st century Spirit-empowered church, also to discover contemporary methods, vocabulary, spiritual grace, and relational favor needed for engaging every generation in Spirit-empowered living, and to witness greater convergence and collaboration of Spirit-empowered ministries around the world. After the Azusa Centennial in 2006, the first Empowered 21 meeting was held on the campus of Oral Roberts University in 2010, where a lot of these visions and missions were vocalized and established, and it was decided to create what they call regional cabinets. There's actually 14 of them. is on every continent of the world except for Antarctica. Some of the continents have more than one, like for in North America, for example, there's a separate one for the Hispanic church, and the Middle East has a separate one from Asia and so forth and so on. And then they have a global conference every 5 years. Last year it was in Jerusalem, where we met Pentecost Sunday in Jerusalem with about 10,000 people from around the world. And then in between, they're having regional conferences this year in Europe, next year in Singapore, and so forth. As a member of the Global Congress, I have the privilege of attending these meetings. And of course, Charisma Magazine reports on them because this global movement of the Spirit-empowered church is who we serve. It's what we report on. It's the reason we exist. And I just feel so honored to be a part of this great movement and what God is doing in the world today. And I'm just humbled to be a part of it. And even later today, the day I'm recording this, I'm being asked to speak in one of the afternoon sessions on living in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'll be doing another podcast about this, sharing what I believe the Lord is wanting me to say today. The meetings here in London are held at a famous theater called the Gaumont Theater, which was bought several years ago by the Ruach City Church, pastored by Bishop John Francis, who has been a friend of mine for a number of years. It's a 5,000-seat venue. There's been a lot of excitement as people from all over England and other parts of Europe have gathered together. There's been some of the best singing and preaching that the Pentecostal movement can offer up. For example, Bishop Francis ministered on the breath of the Spirit and how there has to be an atmosphere. George Wood, the General Superintendent of the Assemblies of God USA, spoke on the fact that we can't be discouraged by the size of the task and how God uses small things. This really spoke to me because, of course, if you know my story, you know how small Charisma Magazine began. Nikki Gumbel, who is pastor of the Holy Trinity Brompton Anglican Church here in London, one of the most influential churches in the world in many ways, but primarily through their Alpha Course, he spoke how the Holy Spirit is breaking down division between denominations. And then Peter Wentz, who has perhaps the largest evangelical church in Germany, in Stuttgart, had a somewhat similar theme, and he talked about Christians coming together, united, and how they're coming together in great stadium rallies all over Germany and how there's a new move of God in various places in Europe, particularly with the immigrants, the refugees who are pouring into Europe this year. And he gave stories of Muslims who are becoming believers in Jesus Christ. We've heard great music with Planet Shakers from Australia. They were on last night, and their music is just, it's not only beautiful, but it's inspiring, and it was so worshipful. I'm just so enjoying the meetings and networking with people and seeing old friends, people I've known for years, and getting to know a lot of new people. I met, for example, a 36-year-old pastor from Paris who pastors a church with 1,000 members, which is unheard of in France. It's an Assemblies of God church, and the name of the church, believe it or not, is Martin Luther King. I'd never heard of a church named after Martin Luther King before, and I actually networked him with my friend Alveda King back in the States, you know, through technology, of course. She had never heard of the church, and she's excited to make contact. I mean, that's just one example of the kind of connections that we're making here, and I'm excited to be able to minister. And as I said, I'll be sharing another Strang Report on my own message here at Empower 21 in London, England. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's the Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.